What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, February 12th, 2019. Remember, Thursday is Valentine's Day. Make the appropriate plans or face the wrath of your significant other. So anyway, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. It's been a very busy news day. No danger of running out of material today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and observations. And a little bit of an apology up front. I picked up just a little bit of a head cold, so, you know, I'm dealing with that. It's not too bad, though. Anyway, the big news right now is supposedly there is a tentative deal to avoid another government shutdown, although Trump isn't really fully on board with it just yet. And apparently the offer that is on the table coming from the Democrats is about $1.4 billion towards physical barriers, but not a wall. And it would include about 55 new miles of bollard fencing. That's the fencing that's made out of these steel bars that come out of the ground. And the agreement would also reduce the cap for Immigration and Customs Enforcement detention beds by about 17%. And it's a raw deal. And I can understand why Trump is not happy with it. 55 miles? So the people smugglers only have to drive, what, another hour? It's really not going to solve the problem. It's just another way for the Democrats to try and keep those borders open. And the budget deal is basically, it falls short. Now, Trump may not sign this deal, because he is still sticking by his demand for $5.7 billion to build over 200 miles of wall along the southern border. And again, back in 1997, I think it was, there was a bill passed by Congress and signed into law that funded 700 miles of border fencing, of which only 33 was built. And I'd like to know how that came about. Where did that money go? Who was it who pulled the plug on that particular project? Anyway, so Trump is out there saying he can't say he's thrilled with the reported border security compromise. And so we'll see if he's going to sign it or not, although saying that he's not thrilled, it's kind of a tepid response. I would have expected something a little bit more forceful, like, that's not what I need. That's not what the country needs. Sean Hannity immediately took to the air and said, don't accept this garbage border wall proposal. And he just slammed this tentative agreement and urged Republicans not to accept the compromise. So basically, Democrats are seeking to control how ICE conducts the business of enforcing the law within our country. Of course, some of those members of Congress don't even know the law. Remember, a while back, Hawaii's own Macy Hirono was totally unaware that it's illegal to just step over the border and come into this country. Apparently, she kept hearing the phrase illegal immigrants and it didn't register. Now, Trump is out there saying, ultimately, whatever this deal is going to be doesn't really matter because we're building the wall anyway. Strong words. Now, we do know he's got options. He's got the national emergency route. And remember, the Pentagon says they've got the money and the Corps of Engineers. They can build that wall. And if I were Trump, I would go with that option. I would definitely go with that option. Trump was out there saying walls are moral. They're not a bad thing at all. And, you know, of course, the Democrats have the completely different point of view. Walls are immoral. Or say all these Democratic politicians who have walls around their own homes, I might add. There are walls around Fort Knox. There are walls around the Vatican. Walls are a good thing. And Trump went on to say that all this other technology doesn't really mean a thing. They just need the wall. The problem with technology is it has to be maintained. It has to be powered. Once you build the wall, I mean, there's going to be a little bit of maintenance over the years, but it's just going to stay there. And you don't, it's not high demand, high labor. So, anyway, getting on to the international news, we'll come back to domestic politics in a little bit here, but it does look like the U.S. is preparing for a military intervention in Venezuela. And apparently, on February 10th, Venezuela launched a large-scale military drills, which will run until this Friday. They're the largest drills ever held in the country's 200-year history. And on the same day, multiple air defense systems, including Pachora 2M launchers, were spotted maneuvering in the area of San Cristobal near the border with Colombia, who's expected to be a member of the U.S.-led coalition in the event of an invasion of Venezuela. Well, if that's true, then they're talking about basically just coming across the border from Colombia, which I got to tell you, it will be a new Vietnam. And I think the United States, based on these weapons that were being smuggled in that airplane and who knows what all else, that the U.S. may instead go the Syria route. Just cook up a bunch of so-called freedom fighter groups or jihadis or whatever the Venezuelan equivalent is and sick them on Maduro. But apparently on February 7th, Israel satellite company ImageSat International released an image showing the Venezuelan military was releasing its S-300VN air defense system from mothballs in Captain Manuel Rios Air Base. So everybody's getting serious, and they know what's going on here. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, Guido says he is working to restore ties with Israel that basically Caracas cut off a decade ago in solidarity with the Palestinians. And right there is your motive for Netanyahu to come on out and demand that Maduro step down. Because Israel doesn't like any country that shows solidarity with the Palestinians. It is not to be allowed. So Israel, of course, is one of the countries that recognized Guido as the new Venezuelan leader after he just stood up and said, I'm the new leader. Honest. Really. Honest. Okay. According to Carlos Rafael Faria Tortosa, Venezuela's ambassador to Russia, Juan Guaido was recruited by the United States 10 years ago, and he's already known to be Washington's puppet. Tamid Karzai all over again. And apparently he was recruited 10 years ago. He was sent to Serbia to study and basically came back to Venezuela and has been working his way into the political establishment. One call from Mike Pence, Guido stands up. Guido was activated is basically the term that they're using. Guido was activated and we're ready to go. Now, I want to talk about that bridge between Venezuela and Colombia, where the media made a big deal of the fact that Venezuela blocked their end of the bridge. And they made a big stink about, oh, he's blocking this U.S. humanitarian aid to his starving people. How could he do that? And the story really didn't make sense because why would the U.S. be sending humanitarian aid into a country they're attempting to starve into submission? Well, as it turns out, the bridge wasn't open to traffic to begin with. It's blocked at the Colombian end. It's not being used. Just more war propaganda. And a lot of people are chastising the fact checkers and all these corporate news outlets that carried this story about, oh, they're blocking the humanitarian aid, because apparently it didn't take too much to discover the bridge was not in use. But then, of course, the corporate media doesn't check the facts. They're just interested in selling you stuff. A new car, a new watch, a new president, a new war. Max Blumenthal went up to Congress with a video camera and started asking members of Congress, is the U.S. meddling in Venezuela? And you've got to see the video because the responses just have this picture of ignorance, hypocrisy, but it also underscores almost universal bipartisan consent for the Trump administration's assault on Venezuela or whoever idea this is. I don't think Trump came up with this idea to go into Venezuela. I think it was created for him, and he's just been convinced to go along with it. Isn't it amazing you see Congress constantly fighting back and forth you know, with these narrow votes and everything. But on two issues, they always vote unanimously. More stuff for Israel and another war. Because why do they have to worry? They're not paying for it. Their kids don't fight in it. Now, actor and activist Danny Glover came out with a video talking about the conflict over Venezuela in the context of this long history of U.S.-led coups in Latin America. And the U.S. has been messing around down there for decades. There have even been movies made about it, like The Year of Living Dangerously. And again, continued right up to the 1980s when they were mucking about in Nicaragua, which led to that whole Iran-Contra scandal. Okay. Now, over in Geneva at their School of Diplomacy, they have a professor of international law, Alfred de Zayas, and his analysis is that he does not see it possible Guaido can take over. What he predicts is going to happen to Venezuela, which has already suffered enough, there'll be a civil war triggered. And I'm afraid he's right about that here. Over in Israel, they have launched missiles and fired artillery into Syria's Quneitra province, destroying an observation post and striking the site of an already demolished hospital. Now, details on what happened are unclear. Israel is refusing to comment, and Syria is saying there was damage, but no casualties. And Syria has been openly attacking Syria for months now. It usually focuses on the capital city of Damascus or the Golan Heights, but hitting Quneitra largely stopped after the Israeli armed rebels in that area were defeated. But I guess they're thinking about going back in there. Meanwhile, Russia has condemned these airstrikes in Syria as unlawful and basically says Israel's practice of declaring everything it hits as an alleged Iranian target is totally illegitimate. If you don't know what that target is, you shouldn't be launching here. So Deputy Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov said that Israeli airstrikes on Syria are unlawful and unfounded. He then backed off and said Israel's security is very important to Moscow. He's talking out of both sides of his mouth there here. Okay, another little report, this one coming out of Jerusalem Post. Israel has apparently sent troops into Afghanistan to set up an intelligence operation to collect data on Iranian military movement. And apparently, according to Iran's Tasnim news agency, Israeli troops are operating out of a United States Air Force base in Shindand in the western Afghanistan province of Herat, some 75 kilometers from the Iranian border. And I'm going to take a guess here that they're setting up radars and drones to just keep an eye on where Iran's forces are. Again, laying the groundwork for a potential invasion here. In Israel itself, Netanyahu is still struggling with declining poll numbers for the upcoming elections. A lot of people are saying there is clearly blood in the water. We're still waiting to hear if the Attorney General is going to bring down those indictments. But Prime Minister Netanyahu's party issued a campaign ad that basically engages in race baiting. And it chides the left for siding with Arabs, which is what Israel likes to call the Palestinian citizens, as well as Palestinians in general. And the ad is implying that Netanyahu's chief rival, Benny Gantz, is depending on the support of the left and the Palestinian political parties. So we'll see what happens there. Okay, got a caller on the line. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, right behind you, under your desk, I'm seeing an Iranian, Russian, and a member of Hezbollah hiding under.
Oh, okay. Can you take out the trash as long as you're there? All right.
What a joke this is, isn't it? I mean,
yes.
The Iranians are here. You know, the Hezbollah is over in Venezuela. You know, the Russians are, you know, interfering with, you know, the yellow vest. You know, I mean, this is what we've become, Mike. Like, it's just
yes.
Propaganda and propaganda. I said it once, I'll say it again, Mike. there's not going to be an invasion per se. It'll be like a covert operation where they would sneak people into through the jungles by Colombia into or Brazil. Remember, there was a report Brazil. Did you hear like there was Israelis that were supposedly brought into Brazil? Because I know Bolsonaro supports Israel right now. I mean, that was the whole thing. Didn't he say, like, Jerusalem is their capital now, I think? Was that it?
Yeah.
Where his brother was caught with a Mossad T-shirt or something like that, you know. Don't you find that odd how all of a sudden these people come in and they're all pro-Israel or they're wearing, like, a Mossad shirt? Or I don't get it. Like, why? How can Israel have so much power over? It boggles my mind.
They got control of the money. And money is power. And, you know, I mean, look at this this big stink about what's her name, Omar, where she said, you know, American politics is, you know, controlled by AIPAC and it's all about the Benjamins. And what a fury has erupted there because, you know, the games. And it's not like we all don't already know that's what's going on. That politicians basically are in office to make themselves rich. And they stay in office by accepting campaign contributions for which they must do favors. And Israel is a master at manipulating money around the globe. They're also a master at blackmail and various other forms of persuasion. And, you know, they're very good at the game. There's no question about it.
Has it always been like this, you think? Like before even Israel existed, this kind of...
Yeah, I mean, power. Going all the way back to like Harry Truman. Harry Truman, you know, was basically pushed to recognize the state of Israel by pro-Israel support inside Washington, D.C.
And, Mike, with Trump, like, what's the deal coming out? Like, it says 55 miles of barrier. Not wall, barrier. Like a barrier, is that like a white picket fence with Nancy Pelosi cutting the grass in front of it?
No, it's a bollard wall, which is going to be very formidable, but it's not the concrete wall that Donald Trump wanted. And unfortunately, with steel costing more than concrete, he's getting less wall for his money than he otherwise would have. But again, I mean, if they just set up that wall someplace at an immigration hotspot, where the immigrants are coming through, that divides the link effectively in two. And that means the human traffickers only have to drive, 27 miles either way. And they'll be able to drop their passengers off. I mean, it's nothing. It's a token fence. And it's totally meaningless. If you can have 1,000 miles of fence, but if you leave 10 miles open somewhere, the illegal immigrant problem continues.
Then what's the point of him doing it then? Like, what, Mike, what happens after he leaves? Like, what happens to, like, if the money is funded for the wall? When he leaves, after 4 years, if he doesn't get reelected, say, what happens to that money or the wall project? It's going to disappear if a Democrat comes in, right?
It probably will, but I would hope that the wall would get built in the next 2 years. But you raise a very good point that the next incoming president, if it's a Democrat, or an independent, yeah, they could turn around and say, no more wall. In fact, tear down the ones we already have.
You know, Mike, I look at the wall as like the next step. Your house protection, your door, your car door closed at night when you go to sleep. You don't leave your door wide open. Well, the border wall is the first protection. Now, that's not the most important thing to me, though. I mean, the border wall is important, but it was for all the wars to stop. And like I said, Trump, not only is it disappointing, Mike, but he's just, everything he's running on, he's backtracking, or it's a lesser amount than what he started with. Like, it's nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? And
I mean, if he does cave on this wall and accepts just 55 miles of it, it'll be symbolic, but he can't campaign on that in 2020. Anyway, Dustin, stay on the line. We've got to take a break from commercials, and we'll be right back.
Global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down. Vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda,
First Amendment
all pieced
and the
together
Bill of Rights
as a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world to submission.
Freedom.
But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're on the phone with Dustin in New Jersey. And Dustin, it seems I can't see how Trump can salvage his presidency at this point. And of course, just now on Fox News, they had somebody saying, well, Trump is planning to use executive action to get the wall that he really wants. But it's words. I'm not seeing things get done that we were told we're going to get done. I'm not seeing any progress being made on vaccine safety. I know Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is out there doing the best that he can. We're not seeing any progress on honest, verifiable elections in this country. That's not happening. We're certainly not seeing any progress on getting out of all of these wars that we're stuck in all over the planet. Okay.
Mike, Fox News... Remember with George Bush in Iraq, they went along with that too. So I don't trust Fox News, just like I don't trust CNN, MSNBC. I don't trust any of them. Because you know what? Trump ordered the deal. It's ordered the sham. Yeah, like everything he ran on is nothing. We got nothing. Nothing, Mike. Like this. I'm sorry, compromised or not, but if you're going to run... When he ran for office, everything he said, nothing's coming. Look, there's nothing there. Come on.
Yeah, and it seems like he just wanted to be president so he could say he was president. And I don't see him actually doing the job. I don't see him really being a leader. We're not seeing that management superstar that we saw on The Apprentice. He's just kicking back and having his executive time, and he's letting the government run itself. And I got to tell you, having spent some time as a rag setter, you know, you got to keep your hands on that wheel. If you let the ship steer itself, sooner or later, it's on the rocks.
And Mike, remember we're going to be friends with Russia. I mean, they're going to be training again with the Ukrainian. Mike, I'm telling you, Russia will never allow NATO to be in Ukraine. There's no way. It's like Russia being on the border in Mexico with missile, it's not going to happen. I'm sorry, but it's not, because that's just a bridge too far when it comes to Russia. It's right over the border there. That's their front.
Yeah, it is. You know? It is.
And but he keeps saying we're friends. We're going to be buddies with him. We're not, like, Where is that coming
that
from?
Sure went away. That sure went away. Well, you know, for a while we were friends with Russia. We were all buddy-buddy. And the war hawks and the military-industrial complex were saying, you know, the world's at peace. We're not making any money. You know, we've got to get some wars going. Because when you're in the business of selling weapons of wars, you're also in the business of making sure those wars happen. It's called creating market demand, and that's what's going on here. The military-industrial complex, they're using all of their political influence and all of their money to basically stir up trouble all over the world so that they can make money from you for all these weapons that are going to blow up all over people who have actually done nothing wrong to us.
Well, I just had it with it, Mike. I mean, I'm going to get off the phone now, but you look at Saudi Arabia with Khashoggi and Benjamin Netanyahu, what they're doing to the it's just over and over. If you don't show me results, then that's it. Have a good show, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Getting on back to Israel and the upcoming elections. Apparently, rights groups are demanding that authorities provide thousands of Palestinian Bedouin citizens of Israel with access to polling stations. Apparently, there are 11 villages which are home to some 40,000 Palestinian Bedouins who have Israeli citizenship, and they're entitled to vote in the elections, but they have no polling stations or public transportation to reach existing stations. Now, of course, I'm sure that there are probably people in the Likud party who would be just as happy that more Palestinians don't vote in the election here. All right, let's take another phone call here. Joe in Tennessee, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I heard you and Dustin saying that Trump really hasn't done anything, and I have to disagree. I mean, I agree he hasn't done too much on the border wall, but he's tried, and he's not a dictator. You're right about vaccine safety and voting legislation. I hope that comes, but you know, the thing about the vaccine issue is it's a very difficult issue to bring up and not be painted as a kook. You know that? Kind of like if he talked about Sandy Hook or 9/11, I'm sure he'd be raked over the coals. And vaccines.
Yeah, but you know, that's wearing out. I mean, right now the corporate media is screaming kook and tinfoil hat and conspiracy theorist at everybody to the point where it's lost its effect. And people are saying, you know, it's a trick. It's a trick to not have to deal with legitimate questions about vaccine safety and Sandy Hook and so forth and so on. Anyway, we're getting close to a commercial break. So you called in here to tell me something good that Donald Trump has actually accomplished that significantly impacts the lives of the American people.
Okay, well, let's say two Supreme Court justices, the end of NAFTA, no TPP,
only one
regulations. Huh?
Only one Supreme Court judge.
Well, yes, he did Neil Gorsuch and he did Kavanaugh.
Okay, I stand corrected on that one.
And he's probably going to get Ruth Bader Ginsburg and probably Clarence Thomas, because Clarence Thomas will probably resign before Trump's election just to make sure he gets a conservative in there.
I've been hearing that.
He's also not going along with the Paris climate change. He fought all those global warming lunatics who probably would have done a lot more. He's got peace going on with North Korea. I mean, seemed like we were headed to a war with them. There were rockets going off all the time. He's done a great job clearing out the FBI and the DOJ. I mean, he hasn't gotten all of them, but if you look at the list of the people that he's gotten rid of in the Department of Justice and the FBI, it's quite formidable. I could go through them, but there's probably about 25 people from Sally Yates to James Comey and a lot of other people. That's a few things off the top of my head. I could write a list. I mean, he's lowered regulation.
The lowering the regulation benefited the business community, not the ordinary American people. And Americans right now are finding out that big GOP tax cut last year is not helping their taxes this year. Anyway,
well,
listen,
Joe,
gotta let you go. Gotta
down.
Take a break for commercials. Gotta let you go. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're going to go right back to the phones to Joe in California. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Before I get to my question on the border, during the holiday season, we were told that a lot of the crazy left, they were calling for the banning of that song, Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Yes, I remember that.
Okay. You know what? I think it's...
I was singing that one myself two nights ago here in Hawaii.
Yeah, it's a great song. Yeah, it's a great song. Oh, yes. You're seeing some cold... Got a cold snap there.
Yes.
You know, I'm sure a lot of these crazy left, I don't know how far back they want to go, but, you know, Al Jolson fans better be careful not to play any of that Swami singing, you know.
That video and put it up on my page. And I captioned it. So now Al Jolson,
is
racist.
I don't know if there are any monuments in this country named after Al Jolson. If they are, who knows?
Oh, got to tear those things down.
They might be in for a name change. Mike, I know Joe in Tennessee means well, but he's got to be kidding himself. I mean, Joe, The only issue that matters is the border. It's border security that has to be addressed. I mean, he's talking about the Paris Climate Accord. Trump didn't sign it. Joe, big deal. It's about the border. You got thousands of people coming in, changing the demographics of this country. These are future Democratic voters. Once they get these voters in, and Mike, you referenced 5 million on their way from Central America. If there's a war in Venezuela, either overt invasion or a civil war, millions more are going to be flooding in. And of course, the Central Americans will just, you know, they'll take advantage of it, throw away their ID, and say, "Yeah, I'm from Venezuela too. I'm seeking asylum." So this is all Trump. I look at Trump as just like a holding action, because the way these migrants, these illegals, are flowing in, there's not going to be another populist. I don't even want to call him a Republican. He's not governing as a populist. He campaigned as one. But you're not going to have another populist president like Trump, or one who campaigned like Trump with his rhetoric, again in the future. You're just going to have these crazy left-wing liberals. Even the quote-unquote Republican Party is going to be the same. They're all on board. They support these illegals as well, because their corporate paymasters want the cheap labor. So, Joe, you're fooling yourself. The only issue that matters is the border. Because as Ann Coulter said, if you don't secure that border, it's adios America.
You're absolutely right here. But I would argue that, you know, and yes, Joe in Tennessee had his little list of, you know, regulations got changed and all these other little things. But the right. major issues that Trump campaigned on were, you know, getting us out of these foreign entanglements, getting that border secured. And neither one seems to be getting done. And the other issues that he brought up, of course, again, you know, vaccine safety and overhauling the election system. And he just shut down his own election commission. He just dropped the ball on that.
Right.
And that was an important one. That affects the entire country.
Absolutely. But even the issue, and I don't want to pick on Joe, he's a good guy, but it just seems like he's too much of a cultist when it comes to Trump. Even the Supreme Court, I don't care if Trump appoints 9 Supreme Court judges. Call me a cynic. I just think these Supreme Court judges, when it comes down to it, are controlled. And if they're told to make a decision in the deep state's favor, they will. So I don't care about the Supreme Court. I really don't care. The big issue
is... Well, we saw that with Obamacare. We saw that with Obamacare
with Chief Justice Roberts.
Yeah.
So the border, there's a lot of good, hardworking Americans in this country. But, you know, many of them are getting old. They're dying off. And I don't want to see them replaced with these bums from I don't care what part of the world, who are just coming here to live off of my tax dollars. I don't even want to say the government. I'm the one. People like me, people like you who work hard and pay taxes. I don't want to see these bums come into this country and live off of my sweat, my toil, and then have this country become a permanent one-party state. That's what it's all about. It's not about Paris Climate Accord and the Supreme Court.
Yeah, I hear you. I absolutely hear you. And the problem here is that this is a fight between nationalism and globalism, and that's really what is powering this whole debate over the border wall. And yes, it's true, the Democrats are looking forward to all these Democratic voters coming on in, and they use them very effectively out in California in the midterms. You know, they got them sent into these districts that were just slightly red enough to turn them blue. And that's why they lost so many House seats in California. But it is the issue I have for illegal immigration. First of all, again, I'm okay with legal immigration. You know, we have a process. Come on through with it and welcome. The issue with illegal immigrants coming on in and then just voting themselves our country is that this is our country. And this nation, as it is, all of its architecture, all of its infrastructure, all that is here, all that it makes it, the physical United States of America, was built generation after generation by we, the American people. And we should have the right to leave it as our, you know, heritage to coming generations. And not have the coming generations, you know, displaced by a flood of immigrants who really don't have a strong emotional connection to this land and aren't really going to care for it. In fact, if you go into any place where there's a lot of illegal immigrants, they tend to trash the place. Look at Los Angeles. They've got trash all over the place there. The rat population is booming, and now they got a typhus epidemic.
I was just going to say the same thing. Someone I was listening to on YouTube said that they were recently in Southern California, and they said it looks worse than Venezuela. So before going into Venezuela, maybe we should send some soldiers into Southern California and take care of that mess.
Well, I absolutely agree with you on that one. But again, I think if Trump does not get his wall, and I don't mean 55 miles of it, that's nothing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
There's 2,000 miles of border there. What do you think a 55-mile section of wall
nothing.
Is going to do?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Going to do nothing.
So if Trump doesn't get his wall, he's done. He's a one-term president.
Look what's happened to California. It used to be a Republican state. Now, forget it. I wish it would just secede from the union. I wish it would just secede so those 55 electoral votes wouldn't go for a Democrat.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's talk about secession, and it's practically becoming part of Mexico again.
Yeah. All right, Mike. Thank you so much. Thanks for all you're doing.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. And getting on back here. Okay, somebody did a poll regarding this Senate Bill 1, which would allow states to withhold government funding from any entities unwilling to certify they will not boycott Israel. But somebody went on out and did a poll, an IRMEP poll through Google, and found 3/4 of Americans oppose outlawing boycotts of Israel. And so there's no public support for this. And I think probably a big part of it is Americans are getting angry that our elected representatives are working so hard in the service of a foreign government, even to the point of attacking our most basic right of freedom of speech. And that's got to be angering a lot of people. All right. We still have another caller on the line. Jim in Chicago. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Real quick, there are two disturbing things about this bill, and if Trump signs it, he's a fool. Not only will he be getting less money for the wall, the Democrats at the last minute, they said they want less housing for these illegals, which means if they get a citation to go to court or whatever, they can just travel anywhere in America. So where in the hell are we going to house these people?
That's the whole point. You know, if there's no place to house them, then they are released into the general population. They go on out to California, get a driver's license, and are registered to vote, yada, 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 yada. The Democrats are desperate to keep the process going. And, you know, I mean, it's a multidimensional problem here. I mean, first of all, the Democrats are desperate to deny Trump any kind of a significant victory for his agenda. That's a big reason for blocking the wall. The Democrats have admitted they are dependent on illegal immigrant voters to hang on to power. And in the larger context, of course, this is part of this New World Order open borders idea that we're going to take all of the populations of the world and just blend them all together, and they'll stand around and hug each other and sing Kumbaya. And as we've seen in Europe and here in the United States of America, it's just not working out.
Well, not only that, though, if Trump signs this wall, you can forget about being a two-term president. And not only that, he will get so much flack from people like you, me, and other people. So I don't understand where he's coming from, but my biggest concern, if these people come here, where in the hell are they going to go?
Well, they're going to go someplace. I wonder how, they're getting free stuff from our government.
I know.
The U.S. government is treating the illegal immigrants better than it treats our homeless veterans. I mean, that's something to think about.
Not only that, they attend the public schools, and they're able to get hospital care or medical care.
Yes. Yeah.
So, well, Michael, I'm going to let you go. Take care.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open again. It is an insane situation, and I have to wonder at the mindset of Democrats who are just totally oblivious to the damage their policies are causing to ordinary Americans. I mean, Nancy Pelosi, she's from San Francisco. I know she doesn't use public transportation, but she's got to be looking out the window of her car. and see, you know, all the hypodermic needles and all the trash and all the homeless. Anyway, New Yorker magazine came out with an article on so-called private Mossads for hire. And apparently these groups are known as Psy Group, Black Cube, and others. They specialize on generating fake online identities, which are now being called avatars. And some of these groups work with the neocon group Foundation for Defense of Democracies, which is a misnomer because it's a pure pro-Israel organization. And their goal, using these avatars, is to destabilize and disrupt anti-Israel movements from within by infiltrating them in social media and so forth. So, anyway, the internet, unfortunately, has become another battlefield. Okay. Now, here was an interesting article. This came out of Consortium News, and it was written by a Jewish author who says, there's a bit of a problem. And this author was responding to Michelle Alexander's New York Times column, Time to Break the Silence on Palestine, which really got all the pro-Israel people, you know, very, very upset. But this author was inspired and basically said, it's time to address the issue of what we call PEP, which is Progressive Except Palestine. And he says, there's a lot of people walking around saying that they're progressive and they want human rights and everything, but they have these blinders on always toward Palestine. And it's time for that to change. If you're going to be a progressive, be a progressive. Don't ignore what's going on in Palestine and then try and proclaim to the world about your progressive values. It just doesn't work on out. Okay. Mike Pompeo is out there saying that the U.S. will be more engaged in Eastern Europe. Ooh, huzzah, huzzah. And warns Russia of trying to divide the West. He's in the middle of a five-country European tour that will focus on opposition to the growing influence of Russia and China in Central Europe. And he met with Hungary's right-wing populist Prime Minister Viktor Orban and basically said, we must not let Putin drive wedges between friends in NATO. Here is where Pompeo is knocking on the wrong door. Russia and China's influence is growing in Europe because of their economies, not their military. So Mike Pompeo is basically over in Europe telling them, well, our economy isn't as good, but you have to continue to do business with us or bad things will happen. That's really what his message is all about. Meanwhile, Viktor Orban came on back denouncing the hypocrisy of U.S. warnings on the dangers of dealing with Russia and China. And it appears that, pardon me, Budapest is fed up with lectures about its foreign policy. And that, too, is spreading. I mean, look at all the pressure they're bringing to bear on Germany to back out of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. And Germany said, no, we need it. It's important for us. So Pompeo is basically waving the war hammer to solve the fact that the U.S. economy is no longer competitive because our manufacturing has been in decline for 30 years. People don't want our GMO agriculture. Our schools are not teaching skills that would fit in the global marketplace. Our kids are getting indoctrinated. They're learning about transgenders instead of transmissions. Now, people are still reacting to Britain's Defense Secretary Gavin Williamson, who basically in a recent speech just flat out said, you know, we have to be ready for military action against Russia and China. And a lot of people are saying this is nuts. You know, he's talking video game thinking, but a real war with Russia and China would be an exceedingly bad idea. The real worrying thing is that his statements received applause. So all of our so-called leaders, they're on board. We're going to have a new world war. It's going to be global. It's going to be really bad. Make your preparations now. Apparently, the United States has announced they're going to have joint U.S.-Ukraine military exercises taking place in the Black Sea, dubbed Operation Sea Breeze 2019. It's being described as a multinational maritime exercise, which means other nations will probably send in ships. Russia is saying this is a really bad idea. It's a dangerous idea. That's the way we will view it. This is coming from Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Grigory Karasin. So, again, the U.S. and NATO, they just keep pushing until at some point Russia's going to push back. We'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And as part of the Russia bad, you know, we've got to arm up against them and, you know, more money from you for the military-industrial complex. Apparently, the U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency has come out with a new assessment entitled Challenges to Securities in Space, in which it makes the claim that Russia likely is pursuing laser weapons to disrupt, degrade, or damage satellites and their sensors. And the report added Russia began delivering a laser weapon system to the aerospace forces that is likely intended for an anti-satellite mission. Moreover, the document also claims Russia is developing enhanced on-orbit dual-use technology that can be used to attack and permanently disable satellites. Well, the United States has been developing exactly the same thing all this time. Now, I don't know about all this talk about lasers. Certainly nothing on the ground can take out a satellite in space. My apologies to Tom Clancy because of thermal blooming issues. But the United States, I mean, even going all the way back to Reagan's Strategic Defense Initiative, they were talking about these things, smart rocks, lasers, and finding ways to damage satellites. And again, I want to reiterate that it is very, very short-sighted and foolhardy to have war in orbit, because you're going to turn it into a junkyard in which nothing is going to survive, including all the satellites that we use for communication, navigation, earth monitoring, science, all of that stuff. It's all going to get smashed up from all the flying shrapnel. So, all right, we're still hearing repercussions of Donald Trump's pulling out of the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. And going on back to March 1st of last year with Putin's State of the Union address, he basically unveiled a whole bunch of new weapons, which are clearly designed to evade current U.S. defensive systems. And Putin explained why they had done it, why they were building these new weapons, because in 2002, the U.S. pulled out of the Anti-Ballistic Missile Treaty. And at the time, the Russians declared they would be forced to respond and were basically told, do whatever you want. And so they did, developing new weapons that no anti-ballistic missile system can ever hope to stop. They've already got one of them on combat duty, the Kinzhal, one that's about to go into mass production, the Avangard, and several currently being tested. And here's how they break down. The Kinzhal is a hypersonic air-launched cruise missile that flies at Mach 10, 10 times the speed of sound. That's 7,700 miles per hour and can destroy both ground installations and ships. There is nothing in the current U.S. arsenal that could intercept it. All right, we got to take a break for station identification. More about this when we come back.
Of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you